Welcome to Transcend with Debbie. It is an honor today in the house, in the platform. I have Rosaria, who is a local 805 healer. And I'm just like in awe when I say that. I pause with that, right, Rosa? I've really had the honor to meet you many years ago when you started your journey, and you held space for me also when you were taking and teaching intuitive classes and you were in your journey. Would you mind just sharing with the world who you are and what you do?
Of course. First of all, I want to say thank you, Debbie, for having me. Always great connecting with you. Always, you know, it's like we live our lives, but then we always come back to, you know, connecting. So it's always so good to catch up.
Yes.
So thank you. Thank you for having me. And I just love to see all the beautiful things that you're doing. Because as you said, we've met a while back and, you took some courses and then you just like flourished. And it's so amazing to see when somebody goes through their process like that. And so to share a little bit of my process and just kind of where I've been and where I'm at and you know, just maybe inspire some of the people that are connecting with us today. You know, for me, it started early on. I hope that doesn't bother you.
We have dogs, we have kids. And I think that dog's barking is not an accident, right? It's all part of the energy and the connection, because it's about community, it's about family, it's about all of that. So I definitely 100% understand completely, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as far as my process, it started so early, and I think it does for many of us. Mm-hmm. And so it was through a difficult time that I was going through. Okay. And usually, I think that's when people start kind of paying attention, as they say, waking up to start reflecting inward. And so that's kind of what happened with me. I was in my early 20s, and it was time for me to really start looking at my life, because I was going through such a big change. I was going through a separation or a divorce. And so that really put me in a place where I was like, well, what am I going to do with my life? Mm-hmm. It's going to change. And so through that, I didn't know what it was like to be independent.
Right.
And that was big. You know, that was big
it
because
is.
Not only that, but it was scary. You know, I'm single mom, and now I have to figure out how to take care of my girls.
Yes.
So what ended up happening is I was faced with the choice of trying to figure out what to do to make ends meet, to take care of my girls. And Spirit put in my heart, in order for me to still take care of my girls, I decided, well, what's going to be flexible so that I can still be with my girls, raise them, and you know, make some money.
Right.
I started off with what I did not imagine was going to be a journey of where I'm at now. And I started off with massage.
Yes.
So that's really kind of where it all started. I took a massage class. According to me, it was for, as I just explained, to take care of my girls. Well, from that, just so I won't make it too long, from that class, I ended up connecting with other people that then started really showing me things that I was aware of but didn't understand in regards to spirit and energy.
Right.
And so in the class, there was people that were already on their journey, on their path.
Right.
And I would hear them talk about, you know, all the beautiful stuff, the energy, the chakras, that this and that. And of course, doing the body work.
Right.
You start really learning how energy affects the body. And so that's kind of really where it all started. But from there, it just kept evolving. It piqued my interest to the point where I was like, whoa, you know, this is interesting. But not only was it interesting, it was doing something for myself. Like it was really helping me shift or move through that difficult time that I was going through.
Right.
And so I started really searching more for the inner peace, for spiritual growth, that connection. Right. And I started taking a lot of other classes. And then from there, I really wanted to connect with my roots. And so Spirit put it in my path. But from there, then I really started learning about my culture, my roots, Soy Mexicana.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest history, all right. connected to where I'm at now. And so right. 20 plus years later,
right.
The titles are the titles, but just for the sake of the viewers understanding my work, I am spiritual guide. I help others connect with their medicine, connect yes. with their intuition, and find their purpose, find right. their power, step back into their power. And I'm doing a lot of stuff now, a lot of stuff that integrates traditional stuff with the modern stuff, with the scientific stuff, because the energy is all of it. See, the energy, it's tangible, you know, it's measurable, but then it's also spiritual. And so that I kind of bridged, you know, spirit helped me bridge all of it. And mm-hmm. so I offer a variety of different things. So that's just right. a little bit of insight of my path, of my process and all of this.
Right. Thank you for sharing and giving us a glimpse into your journey. And the reason behind it, I find that a lot of us women, we do come crossroads with having to take care of ourselves. And when we go through a transition of having to be in our power of being a mother, to have responsibility of our children and say, how spirit can I be a use, but also how can I also help myself financially? It's yes. it's so important to also include the abundance, because we have to take care of ourselves and those that we connect to. And so as you took the physical well-being and the emotions of your own personal self, and then learning how to incorporate, when I say learning, I had the honor to take one of your courses where we map the root cause of where the energy stems from and how we could follow the energy and get to the using intuitively and also the guidance of spirit to help us get to the pinpoint of that area. And then your hands-on to move it. People don't understand the touch to be held or to have the hug is so needed. It's so needed, Rosa.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's a big, big part that I think is overlooked. It's not talked about enough.
Right.
Because, I mean, it all has its place. But when you really connect both, there's such healing that happens, because when we're going through traumatic experiences or events, the body retains it. So it's not right. just emotional. The trauma is literally retained in the muscular, the skeletal, all of that. And that's how then disease starts developing. So
right.
And track the energy, but also physically support or nurture the body
right.
in a way when the person's ready. There's so much that happens, so much healing. Things open up energetically. I mean, it's just really incredible how powerful touch is in,
right.
In conjunction with energy work. And
right.
so, yeah, you know, I just to share a little bit more about my journey, I tend to care for the elders, you know, when they're in their later stages and they're going through a lot of physical pain, in particularly, you know, with my grandmother. I'll share that experience because she's family. But she was bedridden for the last few years of her life, as well as my father. So I was a caretaker for my father also. And so, being that they're not mobile, their body is in so much, you know, discomfort, you know,
yes.
pain. And
yes.
so what I would do is I would lay hands on them. And so I would lay hands on them, but also, you know, there was a lot of awareness, like you said. I would track, where is that pain coming from? Is it emotional? Is it, you know, physical, like a physical trauma? And that in itself, just placing your hand is so comforting and soothing.
Right.
And so really, yeah, I mean, not enough can be said about how important touch is. Yeah.
Right. I agree with you wholeheartedly. When my mother was ill, and we sit and we hold space and we let spirit come closer as we're the link and the bridge for the energies, being that it was one, your father, one, my mother, we are also receiving the healing because of the ancestral lineage and because of the connection to the bloodline. There is a healing that comes forward from the spirit world to coming through us also, that's helping us unravel. I literally, Rosa, felt the unravel of the threads happening as my mother was going in transitioning. And so I know that the energy was moving for both of us in a, yeah. in a way that we both were releasing and healing at the same time. And that's very powerful. And also so you're putting yourself in such a vulnerable position to hold space for those that cannot hold space for themselves, because you're also releasing for them. So that's very powerful for you to have taken those steps for the elders to transition. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And I want to validate you, because as I was holding space for my father, a lot of our ancestors would come in, you know, my grandmother, his mom, mm-hmm. and my uncle that have already crossed. So yes, the ancestors come in, the lineage, and there's so mm-hmm. much healing that happens as we do hold space for them.
Right.
That, you know, seven generational process or healing of the traumas start healing backwards. Right. But then also with us, forward.
Right.
So it's such beauty. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I could feel that, because when we are in that position, there is sacredness that we're in. And as we sit in that, there's true power. You know, when we think we're not doing anything, but you really are. And I think when you said it right, the ancestors come in. And oftentimes people will see them and they're like, oh no, what are you doing here? You need to go back it up, because out of fear of the loss. And right. so, but they're also, we have to look at it as like, no. Let them come in and let them hold space and let them bring and provide the wisdom and the energy to help all of us.
Yes.
So at times we, in my culture, like I have my tías, I'd be like, oh no, my tía's here. She should not be here. You're not going to help her ascend. Oh no. You know? So there is that also, those who look at that, like that's the first sign to say, oh, things are not okay. But it's also, if you look at it from a different perspective, there's beauty, because they're coming to help, to alleviate, mm-hmm. to move, and to shift the energies. Yes?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, for me, it was an honor to know that. So, you know, here we're holding space for our parents, but yet the spirit kingdom is holding space for all of it, for us and for them. And so how beautiful and powerful that is in those moments, that so much is being supported, so much is being healed, and the energies, as I said, you know, they're constantly shifting and changing, and what we do in that present moment with it is so important. So, and rather than being afraid of it, mm-hmm. it's more of like an embrace.
It's
that beautiful welcome of thank you, gratitude for the support, for that guidance.
Yes.
You know, and for helping us, they're literally coming and helping and guiding our spirits home.
Right.
So it's just, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And when people can start changing their perspective around it, I think there's, you know, a lot of magic that happens for all of us.
I agree. Thank you, Juan, for sharing that. And so we talked about the physical part of your journey and how you are hands-on and removing the energies that are stored from the traumas or the different circumstances, the emotions that we hold on to, right? It's really allowing the blood to flow again and the energy to flow within oneself. And there are more to you than just what you have spoken of. I know you also do the food, incorporating the foods and the making sure that the healthy eating and the healthy medicine is brought forward. And when one is seeking energy work, what are the symptoms or the signs that one may experience to say, I need to have someone hold space for me?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So it's kind of a layered answer, because when we're going through something, when we're experiencing something, it could very well be either a mental, emotional, energetic, spiritual. So what I do is I'll go into that person's energy. I also speak with them and see what's going on. Where is there an imbalance? So what we consume is a very big, important part of that. Mm-hmm. And it's not so much, you know, to say, oh, people, you know, need to be this or need to be in that. No, it's about what is it that is blocking our physical body or energetic body. And when we're eating certain things, it contains energy. And food is also serving a purpose, whether it is to help us clear and heal, or sometimes if the energy is dense, because it was, you know, whatever trauma it went through, we're consuming that, we're holding on to that. So detoxifying the body is an important part of cleansing.
Yes.
So, yeah. And so what I do is, depending on what's going on in their life, meaning what they're eating and or, you know, over the years, what's taking place, you know, are they, I mean, I'm not a doctor, disclaimer, but I have, a holistic practitioner and a nutritionist. Yes. So based on my studies, when we eat the proper things, it helps our energy levels. So like our literal energy levels, but also our energetic, like spiritual aura and all that stuff. So what happens is when we start detoxifying the body, it starts really lifting up that energy, but also healing the physical body. Yes. So detoxing is a big part of what I guide people in also.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you have actually incorporate frequency and sound in your healing when you're also doing the hands-on. I know you do the cuppings and you're doing the physical touch, and you've also incorporated your time by conversing and listening. And then you also have the sound waves that come in, which is the DNA repair. Would you mind sharing a little bit about that and how that sparked the collaboration to incorporate that within your work?
Sure. So early on in my healing journey, I went into learning about the breath. And in learning about the breath, while I was healing myself with breath, and in that I had a vision. And in that vision, it was for me to incorporate sound into the breath work. And the sound is very important because it is vibrational. Right, everything is vibration, and when we resonate in the certain hertz, let's say,
yes,
then our vibration shifts, it recalibrates, if you will. And so I early on started channeling. So I utilize either instruments or my voice.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. So and what I do is like is if I'm working on one-on-one or even in groups, I read the energy of the space. I feel into the vibration that's currently there. And then spirit will guide me to channel certain sounds to heighten that or to bring balance. So even talking right now, it feels like it just wants to start coming. But it's,
yeah, I can feel it.
Yeah, it's like, okay, let's
I'm rocking. I'm rocking, girl. I'm rocking through it.
Yeah, as soon as we start tapping in, it's like we naturally want to flow mm-hmm. with the rhythm of that vibration.
Yes.
So yes, in the space, there's so much happening all at once. Mm-hmm. And the sound is a big part of aligning our spirit, aligning our energies. So yes. Thank you for asking that, because sound is so important. And that's why what we listen to is so important.
Right.
There's music for everything, and there's also beautiful, uplifting ceremonial music. And that could be, whether you're Christian, listen to gospel, the Lord, or to, like, for example, love songs, and like oldies, like I like oldies, there's
yes.
beautiful oldies that have stories, right, of healing behind it. There's
yes.
country that has also stories. And so what we're listening to has sound vibration, and it's yes. so important. So when you're feeling down, turn that music up. Turn,
right.
some salsa music. Get yourself right. dancing, and that's another way of really vibrating at a high energy.
So someone who is going through something can't have the time to set up an appointment, and they are just feeling it, right? So that's one thing they can incorporate for their own self-healing, self-care. Put on some music, change the diet, detox the body, lemon water, honey, getting your feet into some ocean water, taking nature walks. What I find very beautiful about you, and I like to highlight this, if I may, when you're creating, you actually go on a diet. You're very mindful with the energy on how you go and you can connect to the earth to collect your medicine, to create your sprays, whether it's your protective mixtures that I have. the lavender that I have, and there's a blessing, a ceremony that you created for the community, and you only make so much with the intention that I and the intention is felt. So there's power in how you start your journey of creating and how you seal it and how you package it. And so I know that you give gratitude when you're doing your work. And I know that you've also had an intent to help those. So talk to those that are here about aura sprays or mists and medicine to help clear their own auric field for themselves. What would you suggest, Rosa, that one do?
So thank you, first of all. Thank you. That's so beautiful. I appreciate you for acknowledging and speaking into it. So yes, it is a process of dieting for me, of fasting. So it's not just a dieting, it's a fasting, because when we fast, that's another way of clearing our vessel. And it's a way of preparing ourselves to go into a prayer. And this is known in different practices. So it's not like a religion thing. It's more of like a spiritual practice that does interchange. It webs into like different practices of, you know, when we fast, we're clearing our vessel and preparing ourselves so that we're open to receive.
Right.
Receive from Creator. And so for me, it is very important that I'm in that space, because again, our energy is also at a heightened vibration when we're open. Mm-hmm. So not to get too, you know, religious, but Jesus was known to fast for 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's a lot behind that. And when we do that, then we get inspired. We get inspired because our visions come in. See, our start really feeling and seeing things. And so as I prepare myself, I know that I'm going to be at the highest vibration that I can be. And harvesting the medicine, I'll go harvest the plants, and then that's one process in itself. Everybody can do this, but yes, we do want to be very intentional and mindful. So it's not something that I'm, you know, just doing, nobody else can. People can, but how your energy is at the moment, your intention, all of it is very important, because you're crafting, you're creating something from that energy space, from that, you know, vibrational space. So you put all this prayer from the moment that you go harvest these plantitas, and you ask permission. And so once you're ready to put your sprays together or to whatever it is that you're going to make with it, that's another process. And so now what I like to do is I always do it during the full moons, because the full moon, as you know, is a beautiful energy also that is, when you work with it, you manifest, it's heightened,
right?
You pray over everything as we're putting it together. So I make sure there's nothing happening at that moment, no interruptions, no, I'm not in a low vibration, like something traumatic hasn't happened, or I'm not angry,
right?
Because that's all going to go into it,
right?
So these are made with so much love, so much prayer. And then, yes, at the end, well, they're available for those called to receive. And they can utilize them as they need. And it will continue to help them stay balanced or clear their energy, depending on what sprays they choose.
Right. And so when one sprays and they're going to clear the aura, is it to start from the top? Is there a certain way that you would suggest one spray their auric field? As they're asking with the intent to clear the energy, do you have a certain way of suggestion one can do?
So what I say is follow your heart. That's what I say, because there's no wrong way of doing something. As long as you're doing it with your heart, with a good intention, there's many ways of doing something.
Right. And
so yes, you know, certain things require specific practices, but those are usually more traditional things.
Yes.
But when it comes to how you clear yourself, listen to yourself, connect with your intuition, connect with your guides, and see what is it that they're asking you to do in that moment.
Yes.
So that's.
I love that you say that, because I think sometimes we want to complicate it. We want to follow the rules, or we want things to be, you know, we want to be the highest integrity and do things properly. But that is right there, your own self. Follow your own intuition and your own guidance. Thank you, Rosa, for saying that. Thank you for being here. We're going to open up the platform to intuitively go in. And if anyone has questions on energy, we're going to answer any questions. Rosa's going to follow her lead, and she's going to go into her way of working. So please, this is the time where all of you can participate. Lovely people on Instagram. I can see Lena, Raven. I see my girl Celeste, Diva. I see you, Diva, Mally, BB, Vanessa. So thank you for those that are on IG. For those on Derek Acora's page, thank you for being here. And those that are following on Facebook, we appreciate you guys. And those on Instagram, or it's not Instagram, YouTube, we also say thank you. And if you do not follow Rosa, please give her a follow. What's your handle, Rosa? Is it under?
Indigenous Church.
Okay. And I'll put the link in as well. But you're also going to be here locally in the My House is Alive.
Yes. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I'm so excited to have you in person to hold space for spirit and community. I had a dear friend that I connected to, and he reminded me as I spoke to you. And I'm going to share this piece before we go into the readings. It's about community, and it's mm-hmm. about being a service. And you really have created a pathway for many people to walk the journey for themselves as you empowered others to mm-hmm. step into the light. Yes. And I remember many years ago when my son, who's going to be 18. So this is, you know, he was, and you know this, I've connected with you with my young one, and I would sit in classes and I would sit in circles, and many mothers and that are in here, we have held circle with our children on our arms. Our mm-hmm. children say, "Mom, I'm hungry," or they're crying, "What are you doing?" But they're also in the energy. And so energy is energy. You want to include them, because if there's energy that's in disharmony, they're still in the energy. We need the harmony energy to shift it. So it's beautiful to incorporate them. It's important to involve them. And especially if they're being guided to sit there. And you have welcomed that. You have welcomed that in many ways. And my friend Daniel said, "I wish there were more home circles. I wish there was more communities and focus on the healing of the self, and to focus on the community and to be a service, to listen, to hear." And you just gave a beautiful example of what you do. And so when you came in here today, the rooster going, the dogs barking, everything of life is incorporated in energy. And it's important to incorporate them in our work, because when we change, they change, the house changes, the energy and the frequency changes for everyone. So there's beauty in that. So I wanted just to acknowledge how you reminded me and triggered me to go back to that message that he gave many years ago.
Thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you for acknowledging all of it, because it's all of it.
Yes. Okay, y'all. So let's go. Rosa, can you see the comments?
Let's see. Can't wait to meet everyone at the event. That's I don't think I can see all the comments. So you might be reading, but yes, okay. I see Erica. Welcome.
Okay. So here's Valerie. For those that are in here, let's see. If you want to be included on IG, jump on YouTube, y'all. Jump on YouTube so we can see your comments. Erica's here. You have Valerie here. So if anybody has a specific question, this is the time where you're going to ask your questions. And then also, Rosa, intuitively, you go with wherever you feel. Can you see on the right side of your comments, my love? If you could see where it says comments on the right side, can you click it? No te dejan? Okay.
Oh, let me see. No, I don't see it. Maybe the full screen is out.
Maybe. No.
Let me check that. Oh, I think that's probably what it is. Yeah, there it is. I think. I see them now. I don't really see a specific question. So if you do.
Okay, so for those that are in here, if you have specific questions on healing, energy work, intuitively, Nancy is very excited to meet you. Do you have something that you'd like to give Nancy? I know Nancy is very open, so I will go there to start. Okay. Nancy Maritella.
I have to put my glasses to read.
Me too. I got to put my fancy glasses on too. And then Griselda's asking if you see anything in reference to her work. But let's go to Nancy first.
Okay. So Nancy, what is Nancy's question?
Nancy, do you have a specific question, mi amor, or would you like to just give her what comes through Rosa?
So Nancy, hi Nancy, do you have a specific question? Let's see. If not, let's see, because I think
general. She says general.
A general, okay. Because let's see, is it okay to come back to her? Because I did see somebody really quick.
Yeah, Nancy, hold on. We're gonna go back to Rosa where she's guided to. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. Where did she go? It was somebody asked something about how to heal.
Ooh.
And since that is kind of what we're talking about today, we'll love to
Georgina.
Heal. Yeah, Georgina. Okay, so Georgina, how do you heal? That's kind of an open-ended question. But what I'm going to say is kind of going back to what we were just talking about, it depends what it is that you're wanting to heal through, right? But all of it is connected. So if you wanted to heal through something like a trauma, it's important to, one foremost, first and foremost, be open to it, which I know you are, because you wouldn't be here, you wouldn't be asking. And so Spirit is saying you already started the healing process by merely being present and being open to it. Now, I would recommend doing a little bit more of like a meditation, a self-reflection on where it is that you're going with in your path, because I feel that you're holding back on something. And so it's kind of like ties with like you're, something is pulling you to go towards something new in your life, but you're not answering that call. So in a sense, that healing is not happening because you're holding on to something that is not serving you anymore. So once you start stepping into the trust of the letting go and letting God, your healing is going to unravel really quickly, is what I'm seeing. It's going to really show you what it is that you need to move towards, because it feels like almost your purpose is waiting for you, but you haven't stepped into it fully, because like they say, you know, when we're ready, then that will come into our life fully and just really unravel. So yeah, it just takes me back, because I keep wanting to look back. So there's something behind you that needs to be taken care of, or that needs to be resolved, and that's going to propel you forward, and that's going to initiate that healing that you're searching for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, she says she's going through a lot really quickly at one time, and she put everyone first. So yes, Rosa. There is another question here that I want to go to that's on Instagram that you're not going to see. Celeste, okay. And I think this goes back to the healing. So Nancy, hold on there, love. Celestial Serenity Fire says, as a spiritual healer, how do you tell someone of a serious condition without triggering their anxiety and fears if you have a message for her to she'll accept, that she's open to accept?
Okay.
That's an important one, right? Because everything gets triggered. Well, go ahead, Rosa. I'll let you go ahead, girl.
Yeah. No, thank you. Okay, so what I heard loud and clear is you don't. And the reason why is because if they're not ready for it, it can spiral into worse things. Unless she's asking you, then even, because this is a big lesson that I had to learn the hard way. And what Spirit told me is mind your business one time.
Yeah.
Several times, actually, because we're in that space of wanting to help everybody that we forget not everybody wants to be helped. So first and foremost, let's not make everything our business, and let's honor somebody's process, because they're going through specific things so that they can learn themselves how to honor themselves, how to learn to heal themselves. And if we step in too soon, then they're either not going to learn the lesson, sometimes even they resent us, even though we're trying to do something good for them,
yeah,
because they're not ready for it. Now, let's say if that person is ready, I wouldn't necessarily say this is wrong with you, you have this, or you know, like you scare them into more illness, because that shock that can create more anxiety, depression. So what you do is you gently offer them suggestions of, you know, this will increase your energy, and introduce things that are positive into their life versus saying, oh my God, you have this, this, and some that. So yes. What if, you know, you do a gentle cleanse? What if you do a juicing? So introduce positive things into their life. So mm-hmm. I hope that helps.
Yeah, baby steps for sure. I definitely know spirit's going to do work behind the scenes. Even when we're just holding the energy, things are going to be moved by just holding space. And so by incorporating what you're saying, the juicing, the steps, work is still being done because you're the link and they're going to get what they're ready for. I'm a firm believer of the energy moving very in the way that it needs to, because I've seen it, you know, but I yeah. absolutely am right there with Rosa. They will tell us. Don't say that. Like, as you said, mind your business. Like, I'm not going there. So let spirit lead you, mija, and always come from that heart and gentleness, right? That gentleness. She's a therapist too. So I know that girl's got skills. she's an amazing healer. Feeling like something, so going back to Georgina, she says something was feeling like something is holding been in the past. I can leave it all there and heal and move forward. So this is going back to when you were saying something was holding her back. So you were on point, Rosa, with that when you were reading her earlier. So she says, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. So here, if you could go back, you would love a message from a boyfriend in spirit. Tanita, let's see. Because for spirit led messages, I always let spirit come in first. So if there is someone that you want to speak with, just say open to spirit. So we'll go back and we'll let the messages refilter, because I would prefer to let them just come in. And then we'll see where Rosa wants to go next for the next question.
Okay. So I'm looking through the messages and see what calls me. Oh, let's see, for me. So Phil, Veronica.
Stevenson.
Okay. You know, I'm not getting anything like too strong. It kind of feels like you are doing things already. And I feel it's more of an encouragement to keep going on that path and not to get discouraged. Because I feel that there's times where you doubt yourself or you allow somebody else's, you know, whatever it is that they're saying to kind of go into your head, go into your decisions, and spirit saying you have the answers within. Mm-hmm. Don't look outside of yourself for answers so much, because everything is already inside. And so what I had heard earlier, and this makes sense now, is I have a spirit guide. Her name is Maria Sabina, and she was very well known for different quotes. And one of the quotes that I love is that she would say, you are the medicine.
Yes.
You are the medicine. So spirit is wanting you to remember that you are the medicine. You are powerful. You have the answers. And to step into that power, step into that confidence, because once you do, you're going to take off a lot faster. Because like I said, I feel like you're on the right track, but you're very unsure. Like, you second guess yourself a lot. So spirit's saying, no, trust yourself, trust that I am walking with you and I am guiding you.
That's powerful, right? Trust, you know, to let spirit lead. It's important to continue that. Nancy says she loves that. And I think she's also talking to that. She feels that you're talking to her as well. I believe a lot of us are in that journey, in that path. We're all taking that walk with spirit, or we wouldn't all be here right now on this platform together. So you guys are all here for a reason.
Yeah, for sure. You know, when these messages come through, it definitely is. Sometimes it's for more than the person that we're giving that message to. Mm-hmm. There's what it's called a piggyback, right? We can piggyback right. on that message. So more of you resonate with it, take it.
Right, for sure. So thank you for that, Rosa. I love that. You are the medicine. Okay. So where do you see yourself going? For those that are in here again, people come in and out. So I ask if you guys can put your comments in, what your question is for Rosa, intuitive energy healing, in reference to yourself that you feel that you want an intuitive message, this is the time, y'all. Isabel puts hearts, Regina puts hearts. You have so you have that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Is it okay? Okay. So
yeah, go ahead.
Eva, or is it Eva? Eva?
Eva?
Uh-huh. So something just happened. Will this affect the process of project? I would really appreciate. Okay. So what I immediately felt is that the project will be paused, but it won't be stopped. So whatever it is, it's like spirit saying it needs to be paused because there's something there that you need to look into or look at. And it may change direction a little bit, but it feels like it needs to, because there's something there that needs to be looked at a little bit deeper. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's kind of what comes in. Not getting too much else. I don't know if you could elaborate, Debbie, but for me,
I just feel finances that are going to be needs to be reviewed, and also too, it needs to be highlighted again. I do feel that you need to take charge and step into it. Don't let nobody take away from what you're working through. Like, keep pushing and moving forward with what your project is. So relook, reevaluate, but don't give up. Basically,
yes.
Keep going is the sense I get, Eva. You've already got the downloads, the visions. I feel like spirit, a father and spirit has come to you, has inspired you, and they've got you creating. So trust the process. Spirit's hands are in it. So you're creating one with the divine. So I'm going to leave you with that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so Eddie, I've had no traditional or uniformed training, yet I worked on my mom and I felt the heat and healing transfer from my hands to the area she had pain in. I love that. So yes, I love how he says, I had no traditional training. Well, no, because you're a natural healer.
Right.
So, you know, it just comes through. It comes through you. You're a channel for it. So as long as you are, again, in the space of surrender and in a very humble way, because that's important in this work. Many people can do this work, but when you are truly humble, you become such a conduit, such a light. And I feel that that's why you know, quote unquote, don't know what you're doing, but it's because it's coming from spirit. So you don't really have to understand it, but just, you know, be in that space of gratitude. Oh my God, I feel your hands. Yes, they're so powerful. I feel like they get really hot, really tingly. You have a lot of beautiful energy behind it. But with that said, Spirit's saying, you know, just be mindful of where you utilize this. So don't start just kind of laying hands on anybody. So one thing I will say is, because as you're laying hands on people, you're also receiving that energy. So spiritual hygiene is very important in this type of practice. So I feel that that's maybe what you need to really hear as far as this, because you already have the gift and the ability, but now it's more of like the maintenance and taking care of yourself that I feel is really where you need to pay attention and look into and learning, so
right,
that you can protect yourself and that you can really do this for a very long time, because I feel that you will be able to do this. People are going to start seeking you more. Mm-hmm. However, you want to be very balanced and grounded so that you're not affected, both physically and energetically.
Right. I love that you say that, because I feel that a lot of us can carry the residue, especially if we're not taking the steps for the spiritual hygiene part, right? So mm-hmm. It's like washing your hands with sea salt. There's a really cheap dial that they have, the Himalayan salt that's in it. Washing the hands, taking the energy off, doing the aura cleanse, doing this, the walking and the grounding, and allowing spirit to just give you that meditative bath of golden light all around your energetic body, and just releasing the residue back into the earth. What would you suggest, Rosa, one do to help when they're after they're holding space for the energies that are denser?
So everything that you said is perfect. It's beautiful. Whatever you gravitate to, because again, there's no one way of doing something, but it's what you gravitate to. It could be as simple as like when you're in the shower, water is very purifying and healing and cleansing. So mm-hmm. just in the shower, just set the intention of clear my energy. So we're not just doing the physical clearing of our body, we're also energetically allowing the water to pour over us. So it could be right. something as you know, that quick of a practice, but it would, when you do this consistently, it becomes, you know, more powerful. Like it what's the word? Not
routine.
Yeah, it starts building the energy of that intention, of that practice for you.
Right.
So it's repetition. Then the spirits, your ancestors know, okay, it's time to clear them. It's time to clear them. Kind of like when we do a reading, you know, we
do our
invisible open sign for spirit. And so they know now. We do our practice of, okay, let's open up for spirit, and then they come in. So when we start practicing a routine of this is for that, you give that minute of your shower for that assignment, then you start clearing your energy.
Right.
And then what I like to do is I also like to use smudge, you know, mm-hmm. incense. Burning some sacred smoke. I clear my energy that way. So there are different practices, and also just beautiful, powerful practice is stepping on earth barefoot.
Yes.
Simple things.
I love that he said also too, that he bought sea salt. He didn't know why. Your body is going to gravitate to what's needed. And I always tell clients that don't have showers, you get a bucket and you put the salt and you put the bucket over your head or put your feet in the sea salt to dissolve. We have portals underneath our feet. They're releasing the energies to the bottom of our feet. So if, as Rosa says, you know, you're going into the earth, you're walking barefoot, do that. And also with the intent to release, allow the energy of spirit to hit from the crown or from the all the chakras from above, all the energy going, and just bathing the energy in that frequency as it goes back into the earth to dissolve. It's a beautiful technique that you can do, because Eddie, I know that you love the earth, I know you love the trees, and I feel that would be also a very positive way to kind of cleanse, especially when you're in readings every day and you're constantly in the energies. There is different, we change it up. We're always changing it up, and that'll help build up the energy to strengthen, as Rosa says. Showers are a ritual. That's what Raven says.
Yes.
Most definitely. Most definitely. All right. He says, thank you. Okay.
Welcome.
Where do you see your... Oh, there was another question. Let me see here. There was on Mally from Ventura. Are you still here? Let me see if she's still here. Oh, she's here still. Mally says, is there anything she can hear from the universe for her today? She's on IG.
So let's see. Okay, so the universe, first of all, says you are loved, like loud and clear, you are loved. But then also I heard, take that chance or take that opportunity. So there's going to be something coming in for you, and they're saying it's a big yes.
I love that. I heard, get your ticket for the September 14th event.
Yes!
You're local. That's what I heard. Get your ticket, girl.
Yes.
So that you can meet her in person. She's going to be doing energy. Well, Rosa, what are you going to be doing in the September 14th event? Would you let people know?
Yes. So I will be there, and I will be offering some limpias, which are traditional clearings of attachments, entities, releasings of spells. And I don't offer those very often like that.
No, you don't.
In public.
Right.
Spirit said I could offer three of those because it takes a lot of my energy. And going back to spiritual hygiene, I need to be mindful of my energy.
Right.
So I'm going to offer three of those. And then after that, I'll be offering blessings.
Yes.
So yeah, and who knows, maybe it'll change and I'll do more. But for now, that's what I'm saying.
And that is a very old school traditional way of working, y'all. I've taken the class. I've had the honor to receive the blessing from Rosa in that way. And it's very powerful. There's a lot of love that comes with it. And the guides that step forward to hold space. You're in the oneness of beauty. So I absolutely love that, Rosa, that you'll be holding space for the traditional limpias as well as blessings. So you guys, she will be in person September 14th at My House is Alive. For those that are in the Ventura County 805 area, the link is in the bio. You could purchase your ticket. We will start at 9 and we end at 4. It's going to be an all-day event. You don't want to miss it. Rosa, thank you for being a guest on Transcend with Debbie. It's been an honor. Before we close, what collective message would you like to leave us with today?
Well, spirit would like everybody to remember, no matter what life changes are happening, remember your true essence of who you are. Stay true to yourself. Stay true to your calling. And most importantly, stay connected to your heart. Because that, from that center, we move forward in harmony, in unity, and through Spirit's guidance.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that beautiful message. And again, where can people find you? Can you please let us know what website, what emails, and what you're offering next so that they could follow and participate?
Yeah, of course. Thank you. So my IG is Indigenous Church, and my website is indigenousministry.com. And then my email is indigenousministry@protonmail.com.
I love that.
Thank you. So you.
Please, everyone, if you don't follow Rosa, give her a follow so you don't miss out. I say God bless and thank you for all holding space for spirit and community. Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rosa.
Bye.